live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Want to help out four-legged friends like Apple Jacks? Turns out it's as easy as yelling four. Quad City Animal Welfare Center is here to talk about their upcoming golf outing.
Nailed it. And it's a first-of-its-kind community running event supporting an important local nonprofit. We'll get a preview of the city's Spring Classic taking place at the end of this month.
Plus, it's time to pick a new book. Join us for our QCL Book Club as we review our March novel and choose a new one for April.
You are watching Quad Cities Live on this April Fool's Day. It's Monday, April 1st. I don't think we have any fools up our sleeve. I hope you don't, because I don't.
I hope not. I'm not prepared.
I'm not either. So we won't get it on each other, that's for sure. Well, I'm Kyle Keel alongside my co-host Morgan Otier. Thanks for joining us today. So how do you keep an egg from breaking after dropping it from a 20-foot balcony, you may ask?
Well, I certainly don't know, but you can find out this Saturday at the Bettendorf Family Museum's annual Egg Drop Kerplop.
Love that.
Glenn Boyles is here from the Family Museum. Everybody's invited to come out and test their skills. Glenn, thanks for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
So this sounds like a really fun event.
It is.
You do all kinds of educational events, though, at the Family Museum. You're the educator there. Talk a little bit about what you do.
I am an educator there. I'm an education coordinator there. And we do lots of STEM programs, lots of art programs. We do lots of programs for kids.
You have a variety of stuff. So talk a little bit about what people can expect this weekend at that event.
Well, pretty much what they're going to do is they're going to try to protect an egg while it falls from a 20-story or 20-foot balcony. And 20 stories, that'd be another contest. But they will get a raw egg, and they're going to protect that raw egg from the impact. I do put out some visuals and some helpful visuals to help them get the idea that this is kind of based on re-entry vehicles that re-enter from space, and when something falls from space, it's falling at a very rapid speed, and it needs to be when it hits the surface of the Earth, it's going to hit hard, and we need to protect whatever devices or whatever individuals are in that device. In our device, it's an egg.
Yeah.
So it's a.
And that can be a messy situation.
It can be messy, since they will be uncooked eggs.
Which makes it more fun, right?
Yeah. So some will succeed, some will crack and make a little bit of a mess, which is great.
So this is really encouraging families, you know, the adults and children alike, to really use their creativity and put their minds together to create something pretty creative. And they're going to have 2 hours to do it, right?
Yeah. If at their most, they would have 2 hours. We'll start this at 10 o'clock, the building part of it, and then we actually do the launching at noon. Cool. And so if they want a whole 2 hours to build with, get there at 10 o'clock, get your parts.
Use your time.
my parts that I will be giving everyone is they will all be getting a full sheet of tag,
a hard
cardstock, and a much softer piece of paper. So everyone gets two pieces of paper.
Okay.
Everyone gets two arm's length pieces of strings, my arm's lengths.
Okay.
So my arm's length pieces of string. Everyone gets two pieces of string.
Okay.
Everyone gets as much tape as they want. The one rule being they can't tape the egg. No tape can be contact the egg.
Important rule.
Well, we found out that was an instant trick some people were using 1 year was they were wrapping their egg in tape. That was an unbreakable egg.
So
we kind of got around that and, you know, said, well, no tape contacts the egg now. Another thing we fixed early on was when they're building their device, they're going to get a fake egg.
That's
so
smart.
They get a fake egg while they're building. Before launch, we'll replace the fake egg with a real egg, and then that way they aren't breaking their egg while they're building. Which we had some instances of that happening the first couple years.
And again, also these are raw eggs; they're not hard boiled.
No, they are.
If it does not work, it will splat.
It will splat. It will definitely kerplop. So. Pretty much, would you like to?
Yes.
Let's see a little example.
I'd like to see why you chose these materials.
Pretty much what I did was what you'll need is some kind of container. Mm-hmm. In my visuals, I've referred to the capsules, the space capsule that contains whatever device or whatever individual is in there. And so you do need some kind of container or some kind of package to hold the egg.
Okay.
Mine I've made just a very simple cylinder.
Okay.
I'm going to since I get to use as much tape as I want, I am going to tape up just the bottom of the cylinder.
Oh, I see.
I'm just closing up the bottom here.
Gotcha. Now, do all kinds of different models, will they work, or
is we've had airplanes, we've had baskets, we've had tubes, we've had cones, all kinds of interesting structures.
Okay.
I mean, your main thing is you're padding it somewhat, you're going to cushion it somewhat. I think I wrote on one of my posters that your main thing is to slow it down.
Okay.
If you can slow it down, that's good. My main hint that I've given on most of my visuals is a parachute comes in handy.
That makes sense.
To make it slow its descent and lessen the impact somewhat. And also cushioning. It's nice to have some pillows, some cushion inside your device.
Okay. Is that what those little pieces of paper are?
I've folded up some little pieces of paper. Some people just rip up pieces of paper.
Sure.
I mean, some devices, you'll see devices with parachutes, you'll see devices without parachutes.
Yeah.
What's amazing is if it's packed in there good enough and it's cushioned good enough, parachute may be necessary. You may not have to slow it down. It can hit at full speed, and it's still, if it's padded well enough, well, it survives. Yeah, so, but I am going to put some padding in there, and this is just very, very simple padding. I've just folded up some paper back and forth, you know.
And you kind of gave us like a rough estimate. In the past, like half of the folks that come out and try this, they're successful.
Yeah, it seems we have half that are successful. And you know, you do get a lot of, everyone's working in the same area. Everyone's working on the floor. So I do think there's a lot of energy that feeds off of different families.
Like
someone will give someone else an idea, and someone else will give someone else an idea. And before you know it, your simple idea has gotten a little more complex, but it's a more workable idea. Now, they would, of course, use their artificial egg to make sure that it fits in there once they complete their device. I'm going to go ahead on this device, and we will go ahead and hook a parachute on really quick and see where we go. I've cut one of the pieces of paper into a square, and
before we run out of time with you, Glenn, why do you think it's so important that families consider going to an event like this? You know, really STEM focused.
It's fun. It kind of shows engineering is fun. You know, building something that solves a problem is fun. It's, you know, creative. They can enjoy doing this together, learning together, and achieving the results together.
It's
fun. It's exciting, and I think everyone enjoys it. Moms, dads, the kids, everyone enjoys it. So. Yeah.
And real quick, do people need to register to participate?
They do not. They just need to come, show up.
That's awesome.
Either come with their admission or their membership and join us. And we're going to.
If you'd like to join in on the fun, here are the details on your screen right now. For the Egg Drop Kerplop, it's happening this Saturday, April 6th at the Family Museum in Bettendorf. You can start your building at 10 a.m. and the eggs start dropping at noon. And Glenn has our parachute almost done, and we're gonna test this baby out.
Right here.
Yep.
This.
Yep.
Okay.
And now we're gonna put our real egg in there.
Oh.
There we go. We got it. And this one's hard boiled, right?
This one.
You're cheating.
This one is hard boiled.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Now
it's not quite 20 feet, but hey, it'll do.
Here we go.
Hey,
I think we succeeded.
I think it works.
I think it works.
Heard
a crack.
Nope.
I didn't. However, Glenn,
I did not hear a crack.
Thank
Let's
you.
See.
He's gonna check.
We have a success.
Successful. Yes. Very good.
Thank you so much for the Family Museum.
And you're welcome.
Coming up, we've got a lot more fun this hour. If you are looking to add a member to your family, you don't want to miss out on this kitty. We'll meet Applejacks after the break.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, it's springtime, so get ready to save four and support our four-legged friends in an upcoming golf fundraiser.
Yep, Patty McCray is here from the Animal Welfare Center. Patty, welcome back.
Thank you.
And let's start with who you brought with you today.
Oh, my gosh.
What a wonderful cat. So this is Applejacks, and he is 3 years old. He's a neutered male. He's current on vaccines, and he is ready to go. He's wonderful. He's so sweet. He's just precious.
So sweet. Yeah. Talk about more about his personality. You said he's kind of a cuddler.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell he's very cuddly. So I went in our cat room today and he was sitting in a cage and he was like, hey, lady, I'd like to go with you today. And he was just like, hey, you know, yeah, because I mean, we have a full house and it just the way he was, I was like, he would do really well. Mm-hmm. And he's just so sweet. And there's something about orangies, too. They're just wonderful
we were just
cats.
Talking
That's
about
what
that.
Glenn just said from the Family Museum. He said there's something about those orange cats that are just so sweet and they're so friendly.
He is.
You know, you having said that, you know, there's a lot of cats there right now. Yeah. It is really that time of year where it's springtime. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to start seeing a lot more cats.
Yes.
So it's a good time for folks to consider.
It really is. I think he'd be great with other cats. Slowly introduced to dogs. And I mean, I could see him with kids as well because he's just so sweet.
He really is.
And we're gearing up for kitten season.
Yeah.
We know they're coming. They're being born. We know that. We have them in foster right now.
Okay, gotcha.
And obviously, you also have a lot of dogs at the shelter as well. You may notice that we're all wearing buttons that says Adopt Jack. So you could bring Jack with you today, but he's one that's been in the shelter a while. You want to get him a new home.
Yeah, he's been with us for over a year now. And Jack he's a wonderful dog.
Yeah.
He is high energy.
Sure.
So I could see him with like maybe a younger person that likes to go hiking and wants a dog to go places with him. The only thing about him is he's not real thrilled with other animals.
Sure.
So he wants to be the only fur kid in your house.
Yeah, you can understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just good information to know. And poor guy's been there for what you said, over a year.
Yes.
It's a handsome little dude. That's
He is.
So you've got a mobile vaccine clinic coming up. These are very important, right?
This Friday, we do. So we're going to be at the Zion Lutheran Church in West Davenport, and we're going to be there from 2 to 4. So we're going to have low-cost vaccines, flea and tick, heartworm prevention. All you have to do is come, bring your cat or dog. Dogs on a leash and cats in carriers would be preferred.
Okay.
Come, and we'll have a vet there, and we can get you whatever you need.
Yeah.
Makes it really easy.
Yep.
It really, because I feel like that's a big, I don't know, hindrance for a lot of
it
folks,
is,
like trying to get into the vet.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that seems almost like it's insurmountable.
Yeah.
But when you hold events like this, and
very
you know,
convenient.
More animals are getting what they need.
That's what we want.
Okay, so we want to talk about some really fun stuff that's happening. There's, of course, a ton of ways that you can support the animals at Quad City Animal Welfare, including a golf outing. Look at you modeling coming up in May. So this is at Highland Springs Golf Course.
Highland Springs, it is going to be a wonderful, beautiful day.
Yes.
This is our second annual, and registration actually just opened today.
Okay.
So we're hoping
to
sell out. It is a fundraiser for us. It would help animals like this little guy here and all the other animals that we have. So you can sign up on our website or you can go through our Facebook to get to our website too.
Yes, I saw you guys posted about that. And again, registration is open right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect way to get excited about spring.
Yes.
Just sign yourself up for a golf outing. Talk a little bit about where the proceeds go from events like that, because I think a lot of people don't realize how much you have to do for some of these animals that are brought into the shelter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So this guy we got from another shelter, and we neutered him, we vaccinated him, we tested him for feline leukemia and FIV, we vaccinated him. He also has had a wormer and flea and tick prevention. So yes, all of that costs money. Yes, it is.
If you're already a pet owner, you know that.
Yes, and you think of the amount of cats, especially that come through, that you have to do these things for all of them because a lot of times you don't know their back history,
right,
their backstory.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, fabulous. Well, we had the information on the screen, but you can sign up for the May 18th golf outing online at qcawc.org. There it is. And if you're interested in taking Applejack's home, the Quad City Animal Welfare Center is open in Milan on Monday and Wednesday through Saturday from noon to 5. Patty, Applejacks. Thank you
so
much.
He's like, wait, where's the camera? Where am I at?
He's like, let me see myself. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
It.
Well, up next on QCL, it's a first-of-its-kind community race benefiting our friends at Empowering Abilities. We'll get details on the City Spring Classic right after this.
watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, many of us know the Quad Cities has a vibrant running community. Nearly every weekend, there's a chance to lace up the shoes and support a good cause. Jesse Codling and Brian Dorfeld are here to talk about a brand new event, the City's Spring Classic. Welcome back to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
We know when you're in the studio, there's going to be something fun to talk about every single time. Brian, this running event, in a way, kind of takes place of the Easter egg scramble in some ways. It's something that people got used to. It was a spring running event. Well, now they get a really, really cool spring running event that's going to be coming up at the end of the month. So talk a little bit about why you felt like it was time to maybe do some updates, make some changes.
So, like most people know, in 2022, we took over the Coco Beano, which was a fall event, and that was kind of the brother to the Easter egg scramble. And when Jesse and I teamed up to take over that race, we just, him and I were just so Halloween enthusiasts. That was a no-brainer.
We came up with the Village Zombie Run.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I did it this year. It was an absolute blast.
Yeah, we're doing year three this year. We're super excited about it. Yeah.
And then shortly after Thanksgiving, I got a call from the Handicap Development Center, and they were explaining to me the new logo and the new branding and what their direction was moving forward. And I reached out to Jesse, and I was like, you know what? It's shutting down the East Village on Easter is a lot for a lot of people and for the city and for the police department, and it's something that we just kind of took this opportunity to move it to the Brady Street Stadium to get Empowering Abilities more physically involved than like on a volunteer basis.
We wanted to completely dismantle the Easter egg scramble and rebrand to really shed light to what, you know, Handicapped Development Center rebranding to Empowering Abilities and create a race that's focused on them solely.
And it almost, and we'll get to it in just a minute, but I will say it does feel even more inclusive the way that you guys are doing it this year. Talk a little bit about Empowering Abilities, Jesse, for folks who in our community who may never have come into contact with or been touched by this organization. They do a lot.
Yeah. I mean, for instance, a lot of people don't know that Empowering Abilities has their own silk screen and embroidery company, and they provide livable wages and jobs to folks with handicap and disabilities in the region. So
Brian, this event is April 20th at Brady Street Stadium. There are two different 5Ks. Now we're going to start with the one that we can all participate in, which is the community run. The course, though, is a bit different than most of the races we've signed up for around here.
Yeah, if you've ever had the opportunity to run the 5K to Kinnick, you get to finish on Kinnick Stadium. So I worked really hard with the school district here to be able to start and finish on Brady Street Stadium to kind of give you that same kind of track and field atmosphere. So you're going to start on the 50-yard line.
Wow.
You'll make your loop on the track. You'll head out, and you'll make your way to Duck Creek Bike Path. You'll do an out and back. We'll have a nice little hydration station at the halfway mark. You'll come back, and you'll finish right where you started. And then, we'll finish the day with an elite 5K.
Yes.
So I've been on the horn 24/7, calling runners from Chicago to Minneapolis to Des Moines here in the local area,
right,
to get some of the fastest runners in the Midwest. So while all the open 5Kers are enjoying their post-party food and beverage, they can sit in the stands of the stadium and they can watch
and be inspired.
Some fast guys and gals.
Yeah, it is truly, for me at least, it's super fun to watch folks that, you know, they've made almost a career out of a hobby just being very fast. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
There's a kids fun run as well, because kids, whole entire families are invited to this.
Yeah.
So tell us about the fun run.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a fun run around the track, and this will be a great opportunity.
One or two laps.
Yeah. That's good, yeah.
This will be a great opportunity for kids that are curious about track and field to get that experience. We'll also have an adaptive athletes victory lap portion where folks from Empowering Abilities will be joining us, and our goal is to have a big crowd out there to cheer those folks on.
That just sounds like the absolute best part of this, because like we talked about in the beginning, proceeds going to this organization, well, that is wonderful. But being more inclusive of the folks that are part of this organization, I think just elevates the event even more.
And this is a fast, flat 5K, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this will be wheelchair and stroller friendly.
If you're replacing the Easter egg scramble, or if you maybe avoided the Easter egg scramble
because
in the past.
Because of the hills.
Yeah. 18 total feet of elevation for this one coming up on April 20th. So,
wow, we love to hear it. So you guys are going to have music, tailgating, bagels, bacon, beverages for the folks that have registered for this event. There's also a t-shirt that you can get, but you need to register within the next couple of weeks in order to secure the t-shirt for that, which makes perfect sense. This sounds like a great time. What would you say to encourage people to consider signing up?
I mean, empowering abilities. Yeah. Put your best foot forward. This is a great way to if you're looking to get into running and you're looking for some inspiration to just start being active. This will be probably the easiest 5K in the Quad Cities because we do have a lot of elevation in this area. So, and or else it's the middle of summer where it's nice and toasty, where it's kind of difficult.
Perfect
like
time
the VIX.
Of year, perfect route, course, exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get that information on the screen for folks. The City Spring Classic is Saturday, April 20th at Brady Street Stadium. There's a 5K, a kids run, an adaptive athletes race, and a corporate relay. Please consider signing up. Now to register, visit thecities.run. Jesse and Brian, as always, a pleasure to have you here in studio and
thanks,
talking
Morgan.
About what
thank
you're
you,
passionate
Morgan.
About.
We appreciate it.
Live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
And welcome back to Quad Cities Live. We've got a great half hour ahead, and we are starting with an inexpensive way for you to add to your wardrobe. Becca Nicky is here from Abernathy's in downtown Davenport. Becca, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, we've been excited to have you guys on the show for so long now. Tell us a little bit about one of your bag sales coming up. What's it called?
So this is our bag, we call it our bag sale. We do them biannually. We've been doing them since 2017. And it's always a really fun way for us to be able to make room for new inventory because we're always sourcing new things for the store. Yeah. So the bag sale consists of select vintage products that are from the store that are maybe out of season or have some sort of minor flaw, but still deserve a new life. Yeah. And we set up racks along the west side of our building. So it'll be outside on our sidewalk, and it is a free for all. You get to fill a trash bag style like bag as full as you can for $30. It's an exciting day.
That's amazing, and we're going to show folks in just a minute how big that bag is and really how much you can get in there. But before we do that, it's right down here. Describe Abernathy's for anybody who has never had the pleasure of being inside your store and checking out really all you guys have to offer.
Yeah, so Abernathy's is an eclectic mix of, we call it vintage, handmade, and weird. So we feature vintage clothing, I say, from the late 1900s to the early 1900s to the late 1900s, all the way up to Y2K kind of vintage fashion. So we also feature 40 local and regional artists that contribute everything from locally printed stickers to jewelry and art. And then we also love oddities, like any kind of antiques of the macabre nature, everything from taxidermy and antique medical equipment. So it's a hodgepodge.
It is a hodgepodge, and it is really fun just to peruse and walk around the store. I feel like more times than not, you're gonna find that either unique thing that you've just been missing this whole time, or the perfect gift for a friend or a relative, something along those lines.
Something's going to find you.
Well, last time I was in there, I was just saying to one of our other guests, like, I found the most beautiful dress. It probably was from the 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. And I've worn it multiple times since I purchased it there. So
that
it's great.
That is our dream. We're trying to source, and, you know, we source vintage clothes, and then our job is to find the people that fit in them, that it works for them, and, you know.
That will love them as much as you guys did when you got them. Okay, so we're going to talk about the fill a bag sale right now. It is $30 per bag, correct?
So yes. So this is an example.
Okay.
This is our monster bag. We've actually
it's huge.
Yeah. We've been doing the sale since 2017 and the bags have gotten bigger, so it means you get to fit more stuff inside. So, like, we picked a few things. Everything from, like, modern items. There are going to be some modern items that are included that are just gently used.
A gorgeous leather, like, trench.
Real leather,
in this bag.
Real fur. Those things are all, any kind of winter items are going to be included. So we've got, like, wool skirts and things like that. And I was like, you need a ball gown. Who doesn't need a ball gown?
It's like prom. You know what, though? It's prom season.
It's prom. Yeah, you can get an affordable prom dress. You can repurpose for Halloween. You can do lots of things.
I will post a picture on my Facebook page at some point. This is exactly what my senior prom dress looks like.
Oh, Oh, yeah. No, we need to see that
yellow
picture.
I kid you not. I will post a picture of that.
So I also included like some fun sweaters, but the great thing about the Fill a Bag sale is it's a really like choose your own adventure sale.
Yes.
I think that because the prices are so low and the inventory is so vast, yes, it allows people to shop outside of their comfort zone.
You're right.
Like, I'm not paying very much for this, so I'm going to take a risk that I normally wouldn't.
You're right.
And I feel like it makes it really fun for customers.
I think you're right. That's exactly the case. It's like, you know, if I'm going to be paying $100 for this one item, do I want to take this fashion risk?
Yeah.
No, you're completely right. I can't even tell you guys how much stuff is in this bag.
Yeah.
All kinds of sweaters, wool pants, like really perfect.
And good quality stuff too that, yeah, I feel like is just beyond what we can fit in the store, and we're excited to bring in the fresh crop of vintage for you guys. Great advice for the bag sale, bring a friend. You can, yeah, share a bag.
Oh,
so
that is
like
a good
two
idea.
People can fill up one bag together and it's $30. And then I will say it is like the triathlon of shopping. So if a lot of people are not your vibe, come inside. Inside the store for all of our new stuff, we are doing 15% off the entire store.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A little bit more of a chill vibe inside,
but
and
you're
all
still
the chaos.
A discount
is, yeah, absolutely.
You guys, we're showing beautiful jewelry on the screen,
yeah,
right now.
That's all going to be 15% off this weekend.
Yeah, we can't pass it up. Now, is it just women's clothing? Or
we are going to be including men's items as well.
Very
I
cool.
will say for men, for vintage clothing, they historically wear their clothes to where they do not live long enough to become vintage.
Sure.
So there's less vintage men's.
That's a
clothing.
Nice way of putting it.
Yeah. But we are going to have a ton of like vintage t-shirts and vintage
perfect.
Denim. That is all going to be included in the sale.
This is a fabulous thing that you guys do. Really, really cool. So that is happening this weekend, and it does look like the weather is going to be good for that.
Fingers crossed.
Saturday from 10 to 3 on 3rd Street in downtown Davenport. It's right outside Abernathy's, but they're going to have all of those racks out,
yeah,
there. And as they empty, you guys are going to be refilling those racks.
Yes. This is our first time kind of doing that restock, because what we find is that a lot of people pick it over so quickly that like the early bird gets the worm, and,
yeah,
people show up late and they're disappointed.
Yeah.
So we're going to hold on to some inventory to put out for as people show up during the day.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can also check them out anytime on their website, shopabernathys.com. Becca, thank you so much for coming by today and bringing all this stuff for us to,
yeah,
look at. Really cool thing that you guys do. Well, still to come, our monthly meeting of our QCL book club. We'll review the novel we just finished for March and take a look at our book options for April. That's next.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, it's time now for our QCL Book Club in partnership with the Davenport Public Library. And joining us, as always, is our friend Brittany Peacock. Brittany, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for stopping by. Now, you were here just a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, full confession, I just finished our March novel, like the last 10 pages this morning. The Only Woman in the Room by Marie Benedict. And we've got that one sitting right here in between us. So, I guess, talk a little bit about this one. Because this is actually based off of a real person, Hollywood actress,
mm-hmm,
from like the 1930s.
Yeah, yeah, 1930s, 40s. Hedy Lamarr. So I had no idea when I picked up this book.
No.
I knew she was an actress. So much more depth there. So she grew up in Austria. She started acting there.
Yes.
She gains the attention of a very powerful gentleman who then kind of sweeps her off her feet,
yeah,
into this whole new adventure, not so good of an adventure.
No, it's an incredible story because it's almost like, you know, it's real history,
yeah,
it's World War II, but it's,
yeah,
all of those moments in Europe,
yes,
in Vienna, leading up to,
yes,
World War II. And I think, mm-hmm, a lot of us who are from the United States, we know the history as it stands, like when we got involved. We know,
yeah,
Pearl Harbor and we know all of that.
Yeah.
It takes you way before that,
yes,
and what's been going on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it's a really amazing,
yes,
book. It's a true story about a Hollywood actress. She actually comes into contact with like actual Nazi Germany,
yes,
which,
yeah,
is bonkers. We don't want to give everything away because I thought it was a fabulous read.
So good.
But what you don't know about her is that she's a little bit of a scientist. And actually
brilliant
comes
mind.
Up with something that has changed all of our lives.
Yes.
Just an amazing book. an amazing look at Hedy Lamarr in her life. So I really liked it. I appreciate
totally
the choice
recommend it
for March. Okay, so our choices for April books. So National Letter Writing Month. Someone We Know by Sherry LaPena, which is National Letter Writing Month. So we know that it has to do with letters.
Yes.
So we'll find out a little bit more about that. National Siblings Day is coming up on April 10th. So Sunrise on Half Moon Bay by Robin Carr. I've heard a lot about this one.
Yes.
As well, a lot of people like it. Lover's Day is April 23rd. Twice Shy by Sarah Hogle. And Tell a Story Day is April 27th. The Storyteller by Jodi Picoult, who is also just a really emotional writer.
Yes.
Really, really good.
Yes.
Okay, so I got somewhere to do my drum roll. What have we chosen for April? Someone We Know by Sherry LaPena.
Yes.
And this is why, because we know I love a mystery.
Yes,
and thriller.
I always try to throw a little thriller in there for you.
She does. She really does. So I guess tell us a little bit about what you know. You haven't read it yet either.
Nope. So we have read a book by Sherry LaPena and we really loved her.
Yes.
So I threw this one in here as well. A teenage boy in the neighborhood keeps breaking into people's houses.
Okay.
And he discovers some secrets on his neighbor's computers. And
I love it already.
Some of those secrets are getting leaked and the neighbors are all a little nervous, and then a woman ends up dead.
Oof. See, this is the kind of book that I'm into. I love a mystery thriller. once in a while, because I think we have a good wide array of different types of genres that we do here in our little book club. So we're going to be reading that. Of course, we hope that everybody can read along with us. It sounds like it's going to be a good one for April. We also want to talk about some upcoming events that are happening at the library.
Absolutely.
So tell us about Big Little Book Club.
This is such a fun book club. So this happens every month. And it welcomes children and their grown-ups.
All fun.
To read a book together. You can explore different topics. It's super fun, and there's little crafts available as well. It's registration required, but come on over.
Awesome. So that's at Eastern on Thursday, April 11th. Really good for elementary school age kids, and they can come with like a big sibling or a parent.
Yeah.
So super fun. Then we've got Teen DIY Disco Ball Painting. That looks super cool.
Yes. So this is kind of a trend on TikTok right now, and our teen librarian has put this together for teens to come and decorate. Create a disco ball for their room or their space and just get crafty. Have a good
time. I love
that.
And I love that you guys are pulling content from TikTok, because that's really where you get them.
Seriously.
That's really where you get them in the door. Okay, so that is happening on Saturday, April 20th, also at Eastern. And then after that, we have a poet that is going to be coming, poetry reading, Ryan Collins.
Yeah, so Ryan Collins is the executive director of the Midwest Writing Center.
Oh, wow.
So he very prolific. He's written quite a few different poems, and he actually has some books that he's actually published.
Wow.
So
okay, well, here's your chance.
Yeah.
6 p.m. at Eastern as well, and that is Wednesday, April 17th. And of course, before we run out of time, we want to talk a little bit about our children's books celebrating National Library Week, which is next week.
Yes.
So we've got them on the screen. Brittany, talk about a few of the books that we're seeing here.
So the one in the back, No Cats in the Library. It's a new book. It's super sweet. This cat has kind of refined tastes, and she loves books.
Don't they all?
Right. We just met one. She doesn't understand the books without pictures, though. Okay. So until she stumbles into a library, and the librarian was kind of like, no. But then the cat finds a little human, and the human reads to the kitty, and it's so sweet. So they allow the cat to stay.
Very, very cute.
Alert. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some great books up there.
Absolutely.
Beautiful, and they all celebrate Library Week.
Yes.
So we'll make sure to let people know what those books are in case they didn't catch them, because I feel like there's already so many children's books when you walk into the library. You're like, well, which one do we go with?
Where do I start?
So this is a really great thing that you do that kind of sheds some light on some different books and some different topics. And of course, a reminder, you can read with us and follow along by joining our Goodreads group. Just head to goodreads.com, and all you have to do is search KWQC TV Six Book Club, and I noticed that we've got like a dozen people or so that have joined.
I'm so excited.
Which is really exciting, and so we hope that people continue to join us and read along with us. Brittany, as always, thank you so much for coming
today.
Thanks
for having me.
Absolutely. Well, coming up on Quad Cities Live, our wins of the weekend, including a fun Easter celebration for some lucky TV Six kiddos, plus a final check of your forecast for the week ahead. That's after the break. Well, we do celebrate our wins of the week on Fridays and our wins of the weekend on Mondays.
Yeah.
So especially it was a holiday weekend.
It was.
So Kyle, let's start with you.
Yeah, busy weekend, of course, celebrating Easter. So my win obviously is Easter with my kids. This is the first year that we actually hid some eggs for them as they kind of had an understanding of it. So they each had 14 eggs that the Easter Bunny hid. So Chandler, my daughter, she had the purple and the pink, and then Carson had the blue and the green.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So we had the Easter Bunny write a little bit of a letter, and then do you remember playing with Furbies when you
were?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was a big thing late 90s.
Darby has
2000s.
A Furby. She got a Furby for Christmas.
Like one of the bigger ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got them the little Furblets. They're called Furby Furblets.
Cute.
So yeah, they got to open that as well, and they've been having a lot of fun with those.
Those are super duper cute. Well, just be prepared for my wins of the weekend to involve running, because of course I joined the half marathon training group again. So this weekend I had a great group run. I've been wanting to meet the group out, but it's been hard since it started. So finally got out there with everybody, joined a new group, a faster pace than I ran over the summer, and I was terrified to do it. But they were fabulous.
Yeah.
Got it done. We just did the whole 7 miles, and it was a great little way to start a Saturday. So more of that to come.
Yes.
We'll see how far I can get with it.
So
next Saturday's 8. So.
Are you going to do another half this year?
I'm thinking about Memorial Day.
Memorial Day?
Yeah, the new half that they're doing.
Yes.
So, we'll see. We'll see if I get there.
I got to get back into it. I can't get myself to do it.
It's not that. It's, you know, mention those kids that we were talking
about. The kids.
Just a couple of seconds ago.
Takes a lot of training.
That's a big reason for it. Yeah, absolutely. So we want to thank everybody so much, though, for watching today.
Yes, that's right. Sharon is up next. She's back with your local news at 4.